It's October. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder Naturalists Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers.
We're at the Jim Ham Nature Area in Longmont.
Okay.
This pond is sort of an oasis in the middle of housing developments, and it's surrounded by busy, trafficy roads. But it's a beautiful area with cattails. There are a lot of cottonwoods that now in October are turning yellow. We just are watching a big flock of geese. And a few weeks ago, great aggregations of blackbirds, yellowheads, redwing, grackles, starlings, had been reported out at Jim Ham Nature Area. So we came out here to see this great aggregation, but more in the hundreds, not the 15,000 that have been seen in the past. And we're not sure why. What do you think, Scott?
There could have been a predator here that scared them out, and they decided there were safer roosts somewhere else, or a food resource that has gone away in the last few weeks, either insects or grain that is no longer available to them. As the fall progresses, Jim Ham gets a lot of different waterfowl species. I've just started to see redheads arrive here, which is a gorgeous redheaded duck.
When do they start getting those gorgeous colors?
I would say right about now through mid-October, the males will have molted into their breeding plumage, and they actually start their courtship in the fall.
This is just a magical moment. We're watching the sunset and a beautiful ruddy apricot glow behind Copeland Mountain. Jim Ham is at the intersection of 17th and Pace in Longmont, right across the road from Union Reservoir.
It's a nice little park that's not far from town and a great place to see waterfowl in the fall and into the winter as long as the water is open.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.